October the 7th, and the last day of the APT, that's the Association for Preservation Technologies, and National Trust of Canada 2020 conference, Hindsight 2020. Today is the last day of the conference, and I have had an absolutely terrific time attending. Obviously, due to current circumstances, they are holding the conference virtually this year, which we all understand why, but it's been terrific nonetheless. It's my first time attending this conference at all, but the information provided about heritage buildings, heritage properties, and preservation of those buildings and properties has been terrific, and I definitely think it will be of value to any Masonic temple, certainly the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple. I'll be sharing this information with them, my home temple, but any number of Masonic temples will benefit from the information provided. As you can see, I am logged in to the conference website. This is Wednesday, October 7th, but I want to talk to you guys about yesterday, Tuesday, October 6th. I had a great time attending the conference. I particularly enjoyed Diagnostics to the Unseen, these concurrent sessions. Let's see if I can pull this up. I'm a big believer, and I've talked about this before, in learning as much as you can, or trying to learn as much as you can about and connect as much as you can with your home, if you're a Mason, with your home Masonic temple. Or I suppose if you're just anybody and you've got a historic property, find all the different ways you can connect to it and learn more about it. Sometimes that can be through historical research and going to the local library and looking up news articles from when your building was first built and important events that happened at your building. It can be exploring the space itself, just physically exploring the space with others. It can be sometimes a little bit more fun or unusual activities like paranormal research or ghost hunts, which we've done at the Masonic Temple a couple of times now, Windsor Masonic Temple. Or in this case, it can be using diagnostic tools and equipment to get a better idea and learn more about the building. And that's something I really enjoyed. I wrote down the tools that they used, infrared thermography, things of that nature. And I want to get in touch with some of the presenters, some of the facilitators, because some of this would be really fun, I think, to try it on the Windsor Masonic Temple, just to get another picture, another idea of the building, to find things that, are not automatically visible, especially with the infrared thermography. Which I really thought was a really cool thing. I thought the pictures were really cool. To see buildings or to see portions of buildings scanned with the infrared thermography and what type of things they were able to discover in wood, old nails just learn about how the building was built and where different, how do I put it? Just they learning how buildings were built, and they were able to tell things about the wood that was used in the buildings. What's left, what is, where holes were patched and where modifications were made. I thought that was really, really cool. The load testing of draped mesh concrete floors, I thought that was really interesting too. Actually, that got me thinking. I wrote down, I'm going to see if I can figure out what the type of floors used at the Windsor Masonic Temple. I'm assuming because it was built in the 1920s, I'm assuming other Masonic temples built in and around that time, like Detroit, for example, would have the same type of floors. So is it draped mesh concrete floors? It sounded like, based on the presentation, that it would be. So I'm curious about that, and also if it is, what type of load testing was done at the time. It's just interesting to think about how they were going about building the Masonic Temple in 1921 and what they were considering. So I had a great time at these sessions. I'm very much looking forward to today, where, like I said, it is the last day, so I'm sad to see the conference coming to an end, but I've had a great time. Particularly looking forward to this session here, Intensification Heritage, its impact and integration challenges. This one looks masonry heavy stuff. It's all about stone masonry, obviously, but as a Freemason, I may want to swing by and check this out as well. Tonight, we are going to be, oh, and this evening, we've got at the very last day, the very last portion of the day, the APT Awards event. The Windsor Masonic Temple was honored to have applied for a Cornerstone Award through National Trust. While we didn't win, we were shortlisted, which was something that we're very much honored about, and congratulations to the winners. Tonight, for my Wednesday information video, I'm going to be taking all of these APT National Trust Joint Conference updates and putting them all together so it's convenient, and you can watch them all tonight at 6 p.m. So tonight, October 7th at 6 p.m. And next week, I'm going to have a more in-depth analysis of some of the things I've learned and how I think that those things can be applied to the Windsor Masonic Temple, to Masonic buildings in general. So if you have any questions, leave them down in the comments below. I'm looking forward to another terrific day of the conference. The hashtag you see it on my socials, hashtag APTNT2020. And like I said, it's been a blast. I've had a great time. It's definitely the most comfortable conference I've ever attended. I don't get to attend a lot of conferences entirely in my pajamas, so that's quite nice. I suppose I don't even need to wear pants to this conference if I didn't want to, but I am, I promise I am. But thank you guys so much, and check back at 6 p.m. for all of the videos we've done so far on our Wednesday information video, and then check out next week for a update and a summary of what I've learned and how I think it can be applied. Thank you guys so much.